Bruce, Egyptian percussionist and world music star Hossam Ramzi passed away on Tuesday the 10th of September, aged 65. Before we talk about how you met and befriended Hossam, perhaps we can start by asking, actually, who was Hossam Ramzi?
Hossam was probably the best known percussionist to come out of Egypt. Now, I say that in general terms. He was a man that took the music of his country to the world, as far as I could tell anyway, and had a huge effect on so many different people. And he was a very kind, loving man who always had time for others. He loved jamming, collaborating with people. He was a very spiritual, religious man, and for me personally, a great mentor, you know, like not just about music, but in life, because he was always such a positive person. He worked tirelessly promoting Egyptian music and Egyptian rhythms all over the world with an incredible diversity of people that he performed with over the years.
Tell us how you came to know Hossam. When did you first meet him, and tell us about the significant impact he had on you as both a man and a musician?
I was thinking about this last night. I've been thinking about nothing but this. I think I first read about him in the British Rhythm magazine, which would have been back in the day, you know, the drum magazine to come out of the UK. And I had previously had another really interesting percussionist at my drum festival called Pete Lockett. And I remember asking Pete Lockett about Hossam, and he just said, yeah, you've got to do that. I got in touch with him, and that's when a friendship and a life friendship and, for me, a mentorship began.
Because you were running these drum festivals in Cape Breton when you were living over there. Tell us about that.
Well, I invented and owned and ran the drum festival from 2001 to 2010, inclusive, being 10 years of pretty exciting stuff and meeting and talking and being educated and befriended by, you know, many of the greatest players in the history of drum music. So it was an incredible time. Sometimes it just goes by in the flash of an eye, and I can't sort of think about it too much, simply because it's just too much to try and take in. But I do know that of all the people that came there, and that they all affect you in some way, but Hossam had one of the greatest effects on my life, just simply because of the things we spoke about, the fact that he was very keen to collaborate with others, and I was quite shocked when he said he would like to get up and make some music with myself. And Lenny Castro from Toto, and probably one of the most recorded percussionists in the world, also said he would like to be part of that. And so the three of us and guitarist Joe Way freeform jam, and it was just amazing. I mean, well, for me it was amazing. I hope the crowd thought so. It was pretty cool.
did I recall you saying that he also played with Billy Cobham as well? Is that...
He did. He got up and he jammed with Bill Cobham. That was, once again, this was... The thing about my festival was that it was, you know, pretty organised, but there was always that what's going to happen next sort of phase to it, which was really exciting because on that particular year, there was some really big hitting names like, you know, Gary Husband, you know, played with John McLaughlin, and Todd Sukerman, the Styx drummer, like I said, Lenny Castro, Paul Wertico, Pat Metheny's drummer, and Denny Sywall from Paul McCartney on Wings, plus many others as well. But Hosam got up and jammed with two or three of those people just straight off the cuff, and it was like they'd been playing together for years. And I know that that Bill Cobham and him went on to record together on a CD called Rock the Tabla, which is absolutely incredible. It's just a phenomenal record.
I believe Hosam's musical career began early, at the age of three, when he was given his first drum, the Egyptian tabla, or the dabruka. Was that his primary instrument, do you think?
Yes, I think so. He seemed to play that most of the time, and he went on to, as far as I'm aware, I mean, like, I can't say that definitively, but all the photos that I've ever seen of him, mostly he's playing that that instrument, and he went on to invent his own line of them.
Pilot on the storm who leaves no trace, like thoughts inside a dream. Who in the path that led me to this place with yellow desert scream? My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again.
He released lots and lots of recordings and collaborated with all sorts of people. See, another thing where I remember seeing him, and I didn't realise when I saw him at the time, of course, because I didn't know that, but he did the unlettered tour with Page and Plant.
That's right.
And, the TV special and all that stuff. And last night, actually, I just sat down after all this has been going on, and I watched them do Kashmir, and, whew, mate, that's incredible. But, I mean, he was also working with people like, this is hard, funny, like Boy George. The Gypsy, the really diverse stuff, the Gypsy Kings. He had just lately done some stuff with Jay-Z. He'd done lots of movies and, you know, movie themes and stuff like that. He did quite a bit of work, not just as a drummer, but of course as a producer and a writer with people like, you know, Peter Gabriel, Pavarotti. It's just
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's incredible. He's a serial collaborator, really, in many respects, you'd have to say. Hosam obviously believed that the more we culturally exchange, the more we will have a better world to live in. What would you consider that Hosam's legacy will be, Bruce?
I think his legacy is that he was just a wonderful human being who just happened to be an incredibly talented musician. But to me, it's he made me look at life in a very different way. At the time, I didn't really understand why, because it was, you know, I spent... several hours with them and chats with them before and after about life and about humanitarian concerns and of course music, you know, and art. And I remember him saying to me, always get out and about and take what you've got with you and always share it with other people, because there's always something to be learned and there's always something to be shared. And he was a pretty bold man. I mean, like, I don't know very many people that would just kind of wander up to Bill Cobham and say, well, how about we get up and jam together? But I have a feeling, and I could be wrong here, but as I remember it, I think they hit it off really well, and I think it was just agreed that, you know, they would do that. But, you know, as far as, you know, I can tell, his music and the dance and what he's contributed to the world, it will live forever. He was on so many different collaborations for things. A lot of people would have heard him and not even realised, perhaps.
Exactly.
You know, that they were, you know, they were listening to him in particular. But once you learn about him, then you can hear him in the music. For example, on the Sabla Tola recordings, Further Journeys into Pure Egyptian Percussion Stuff, there's a couple of three of those. The rhythms that he plays are just absolutely extraordinary, and they just make me feel good inside and make me want to be a better person and a better musician. And I think, to me, that's what his legacy would be to a lot of people, is to encourage them to be better people and to be better musicians.